Grapes here in Los Angeles this weekend for the All-Star Game. We continue, though, talking about goaltenders. Is there one goaltender you enjoyed playing with the most?
Well, I remember Bobby Perreault, and a lot of people are from Three Rivers, Quebec, remember him. Won the Vezina Trophy. A lot of people don't realize it. A little guy. He was the funniest little guy, but I'll tell you something. He could stop pucks.
Hang on, Coast to Coast. You're listening to Don Cherry's Grapevine.
Played with Bobby in Rochester. Rochester American, played 4 years. We won three championships and one finals. Not bad, eh? But I'm going back to Three Rivers when he was a kid. He used to tell me, and he was weighed about 147. He's just a little guy, eh? And he was a boxer. Really, I mean, he was really quick. Kid Flamingo. That's what they used to call him. He was a boxer. He had quick hands. He had fast feet. I mean, he was unbelievable, but he couldn't skate that good. But anyhow, Kid Flamingo. NHL, he went to the NHL with Montreal, and he went up there because Plante had got an eye injury. And I'll tell you a story that a lot of people don't know. He told me when he was in Montreal, the coach was Dick Irvin. Now, Dick Irvin used to love pigeons. And I know this is getting off the subject, but he loved pigeons, and he'd go to the States, and he'd pick rare pigeons up, and he'd take them, he'd hide them on the train coming back. So he did that, but he had to have the place to keep them before he went on the train. So he put them in Bobby Perreault's room, and he says, guard these with your life, a spare goaltender and everything. So the guys came in, and they had a few drinks, and they let the pigeons out, and a few got out the window, believe it or not. He was in the minors right then. But he came back. He came back again. He came back in the Detroit organization, and Sawchuk got an injury. He went up, and he played a few games there, and he went back again. But 4 years later, he was with the Boston Bruins. He was 31 years old. Now, the very first game he played, he got a shutout, and he was undefeated for the next three games. But after that, the Bruins were brutal back in those days before Bobby come, and he spent back to the minors, and he spent the rest of his life with me in the minors.
Now Jeff Blair can tell you bedtime stories. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher and listen anytime you want. Sweet dreams. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
All right, we're playing in Providence, and I remember the arena. It was old, and an old arena. What a hockey! It had screen around the thing. And they used to smoke so much you could hardly see the other end. It was unbelievable. But what a hockey atmosphere was there. So in the second period, he said, "Call time," and he called time, and he skated off the ice. I was on the ice, eh? So we figure he's got equipment or something's wrong with him. He hurt or something like that. So 5 minutes later, he comes back. So I go up to him while he was kind of cleaning the ice in front, and I said, Bobby, what happened, Bobby? Did you get hurt or something? He says, no, Don, I just had to go for caca.